Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Happy to be with you. And I'm seeing some text messages about my gravy boat. One person said, "You now have a lot of new, closer family friends. It's not your personal gravy boat anymore." No, you kick them out. You say, take that to the kitchen and go get yourself some gravy. You're not touching my personal gravy boat. I'll tell you this, too, and happy pre-Thanksgiving to you, Roger Davis.
Same to you. By the way, I was working on a story. Well, we just ran it about the Macy's parade preps in New York. And I was thinking, okay, it's complete now. We got Macy's parade lined up and the gravy boat appeal from Brian Recker.
Yes.
It's been an issue.
And it's a great conversation starter. Everyone wants to talk to you about it. And I'm here as a gravy boat evangelist to let other people know that they should be adding these things. If you want to really up your Thanksgiving game and you're not just talking to talk, you want to walk the walk, you bring your own personal gravy boat. You let grandma and anyone else know you mean business. And when you sit down with and you got your own gravy at your disposal, it adds so much more to your meal. Now, if you really want to rub it in, you get a little bit of turkey on your fork and you dip it into the gravy as opposed to pour it on top. And that'll really show them.
Yeah, here's another good point, too. If politics inserts itself into the conversation and things start to get ugly, you got your ammo supply right there, you know.
Yeah,
you're the only one that's armed.
Get my gravy boat. I'm out of here. Take little sips out of it. You can drink straight from the boat if you really wanted to, if the gravy is that good. Man, I'm looking forward to a nice Thanksgiving meal. I love it. It's the best holiday. You know, I know we talked about this yesterday, too, but today, too, and people were still wanting to get updates about the rescuers finding the grandmother and three grandchildren that were lost hiking in South Carolina State Park.
Yeah, as I
and
called
the
it on
County
the
County Sheriff's Office.
I was calling
said
on
they
the
found
news.
The
it was a hallmark
yeah, isn't that
ending.
Something?
It was a hallmark special ending to that.
It's so lucky that could have gone
south badly. That area was devastated by the by Helene. It looks like a child had grabbed a handful of the game pickup sticks and hurled them at the ground. Those trunks were all entangled. The whole appearance of that trail area has changed. They simply were disoriented. They got completely lost on what would normally be a typical hiking trail.
Easy, yeah. It would be something more manageable, and
that's
scary because
too, yeah.
And that's scary because those things could happen to anybody, except for me who doesn't go hiking in the woods. But other than that, it could happen to any person that reasonably would like to get outdoors, breathe fresh air, and get exercise. So if that sounds like most people, I'm not included. But my wife goes on walks all the time. I don't know what I would do if she got lost out there. It breaks my heart thinking about it, and it's scary, but I'm so glad they're back safe.
Yeah, they are, because the youngster who called to report that they were lost on the trail said he only had 5% left on his cell phone battery.
Oh,
and, of course, that normally can be used as a as a homing device, but under the circumstances, it went dead in pretty short order. So very fortunate. They were tired, and they were thirsty, dehydrated, you know, but when they were airlifted out and checked out by the medicos, they're otherwise found to be all okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I something else I saw, and this kind of broke my heart when I saw this story. And Roger Davis, I'm not sure what your faith is, but are you familiar with the Catholics?
The which now?
The Catholics? I would say you're pretty familiar with the...
You're not talking about the Roman Church, are you?
Well, sure. Well, Catholics in general, yeah, in the Roman Church.
Yeah, well,
so,
yeah. I happen to be an Episcopalian, but it's of the of a parish that is considered Anglo-Catholic, so whatever, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this happened in Slovakia. Apparently, the Catholic Church is trying out different things when it comes to attracting younger parishioners.
Huge problem. We're aging out, you know, the congregations are...
Well, the Catholic Church, and this is sanctioned in Slovakia, Slovakia, started raves, nighttime raves the church.
Yeah.
So there's an actual priest who wears, you know, the white collar and everything, is dressed as a priest, and officiates the rave, and quite something amazing happened not long ago. Pope Leo himself sent a message to be played at the rave.
Well, sir.
We have audio of it.
Yeah. Dear young people, with joy I greet you as you gather before the splendid cathedral of Kosice, which is a beating heart of faith and hope.
I think it is.
Coming from different nations.
Do we have it? Producer
yet
Tim?
United by the same faith, your presence is a tangible sign of the fraternity and peace that is instilled in our hearts by friendship with Christ. I impart to you my apostolic blessing and entrust each of you to the protection of the Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, and Queen of Peace. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Wow.
So, to give you an idea of what's happening here.
Yep, clearly it passes.
Fog machines.
It passes muster with the pontiff there.
There's laser lights.
Oh, wow.
they have in the background a giant screen that showed Pope Leo. Yep, and that's the sound. There it is.
Okay.
The Holy Rave at a 600-year-old cathedral in Slovakia.
Wow.
That's a priest that is putting on the rave. And what they're doing is they are blinking the cross on the screen while this is going on. And I got to say, Roger Davis, my heart felt grief when I saw that. I thought, there's something so weird and wrong about what's happening here. And Pope Leo being involved, and they're playing the music, and the kids are jumping and dancing, and they're just blinking the cross. And I'm like, there's something so weird about this.
Well, you know, until you read passages that are quoted often in the liturgy from Scripture about the harp and with the cymbals, et cetera, you know, will sound the praise.
I think the passages you would find that describe this are more in Revelation than anything else.
Yeah, the multi-headed beasts and the fire breathers.
Dear young people, was the message from the Pope. Slovakia was on it took them by surprise, but apparently this is a big thing. As the top comment on this video, by the way, was, they're never letting us have an American Pope again.
There you go.
Okay, well, let's say you walk into church and they start pulling this. Do you turn around and walk out?
Good question, I guess. That would be one way to divide the congregation pretty much along chronology lines.
A lot of churches do this now. I don't know the last time you looked for a church. You know, I've moved enough where you go into an unfamiliar place. You know, you move for radio, a job, and you try to find a new church, and you walk in, and it's laser light shows and fog machines, and it's like you go on the stage, and they're dancing, like ribbon dancing and things.
It's
the Olympics.
Yeah, with my aging eardrums, I have a rule of thumb, and that is if I can feel the sound pulses on the sidewalk, regardless of what it is, club or anything else, I ain't going in.
Yep. No, I get that. All right, Roger Davis, are you going to take my advice tomorrow and bring a gravy boat to the table, a personal one?
I'll certainly give it due consideration, as we say on the hill.
If you have one, you know, think about it. Think, okay, where do I have a spare gravy boat I can take with me? It is a game changer.
We got generations really, of old China in the house. There's bound to be a
perfect selection. Well, I wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. It was fun working with you again this morning.
Always a pleasure. Always better. And the same to you and to yours.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, Morgan Ryan is an expert in drunk driving accountability. And with what we're seeing, you know, before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, it's a big bar night. We're going to talk to her about some of the problems you may run into if you're on the road, and just a warning for people to take it safe tonight and tomorrow. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Thank you for all the text messages that are coming in. One person said, use a coffee cup if you don't have a boat. No, you need to have the little lip on it so you can pour it out. I think that'll be important. One person said, Ryan, my mother-in-law bought me a gravy boat when I married her daughter. I always said you can't serve gravy without a gravy boat. So I hear that. Keep up the great work. Thank you for that, too. One person said, Ryan, with all the tech out there, you should be able to find yourself a heated gravy boat. Kick your gravy boat to up a notch. Have a great Thanksgiving. You know, that's a good idea. In fact, I should probably find that, but here's the problem on Thanksgiving. I don't need a heated gravy boat. I'm not going to sit there a long time. Like, when that food hits the plate, I basically look like my dog when there's food in a bowl. I am head down, and I am eating as fast as I can. And there's a strategy to eating as fast as you can. And you may say, no, you should sit and you should enjoy the flavors and savor it. And no, I need to fool my stomach that there's still room in there so I can go up and get seconds, and then I enjoy it that way. And then by the time I'm done with that second plate, if I'm efficient enough, maybe I can get a third, or maybe just a couple of things I want a couple more tastes of. But I'm not leaving room for desserts. I'm not leaving room for anything else. I need that gravy boat right there because time is of the essence on a Thanksgiving. And I'm here to play. I'm not messing around. I am not messing around. Let's put it that way. So thank you for all the text messages there. All right, let's look at a couple of other clips I wanted to get to. And Rand Paul, this is kind of interesting, what's going on inside of the Republican Party right now. So you have Rand Paul that talks about some of these different movements that have happened under Donald Trump and what could happen if they start dissolve. And Fox News talked about this too, and it was Jesse Waters was talking to Kevin McCarthy, about Marjorie Taylor Greene leaving the party. How about I start there? This is what Kevin McCarthy is warning Republicans. If you can listen to him, and if you want to listen to him, I think there's a point to be made here. I don't know if he's on. I really don't think he's on, but I think there is a point to be made here. Let's take a listen. This is from Fox News, I think.
What happened,
night.
By the way, with MTG? She's leaving Congress? She's leaving Congress, but I don't think that's the end that you'll see about her. And I think, look, I've always believed that any time you have an elected official that's known by three initials, they're effective on what they do. And I found Marjorie to be very effective, but she's almost like a canary in a coal mine. And this is something inside Congress they better wake up, because they're going to get a lot of people retiring and they got to focus. I think keeping members out of Congress, you only get 2 years to be in the majority. And if the Democrats get you not to work every day for 2 months, that's losing 2 months of the majority.
Right. Now what they're saying is, now you're down one when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene. But what else happens there when it comes to votes, because you have somewhat of a slim margin? I find that I don't know if this is going to be a big thing. It's so interesting the way that Marjorie Taylor Greene has tested the waters. Donald Trump came out, he was asked about it, and he says, I don't have any bad feelings towards her, but she knows that without my backing, it's going to be hard for her to get reelected. That's why she's leaving when she did. And she realized when she can jump ship, she can still get some pretty big benefits of being someone that served in Congress, big payouts. She served, I think, just the minimum to get the next level of payouts. So she was, okay, why wait? I'm on The View. I could probably put a book or other speaking tour together. I could probably make money in other ways. I could probably find ways to be more lucrative, and people don't like me already here, so why not just go and get at it? I understand why she may be doing it. I think that people are going to follow her may be a huge overstatement by Kevin McCarthy. I don't think people are looking at this as in, I'm going to use this as the means, Marjorie Taylor Greene taking a stand, and I'm going to take a stand too. I don't think that's what's going on. I want to play a clip from Rand Paul. This is from Reason TV, and he is warning Donald Trump that a lot of progress that is being made could be dissolved if you splinter the party, and it could be things like bombing these drug boats. There's things that are split. Marjorie Taylor Greene could be another one, too. If you splinter the party and you're not going as strong as what some people want, and they decide to take their ball and go home, then that could be a problem.
So Lindsey Graham has not changed his positions, but he's clever and he's become very close to the president, influences the president. Same with Marco Rubio. So the pending invasion or regime change war in Venezuela is hatched by those people. I actually think Trump is the one who is least likely to want to do these things, but he's surrounded by people who believe in regime change and are goading him on. I do think, though, that if he invades Venezuela, or if he approves significant arms sales, which are really gifts to Ukraine, or more welfare to Ukraine, if he does either of those, the rift with Marjorie Greene will pale in comparison to what happens to his movement. If he invades Venezuela or gives more money to Ukraine, his movement will dissolve.
All right, so you heard from Fox News at the top of the hour. When it comes to giving more money for Ukraine, in principle, Ukraine agrees to the terms the United States has put on the table to end this war with Russia. Now, there's some pretty big ifs in there, because there's some pretty big things that need to happen still, meaning assurities when it comes to their safety. Can you trust Russia? The answer is no. So what can you put in there to make sure if Russia does what Russia does, then you're not back in the same spot or you lose more land? That's a real problem that Ukraine and the United States and Russia has to figure out, because they just can't put up with it forever in the United States. And Rand Paul is out there saying, we want to be done supplying all these weapons and support to Ukraine, money just flying out that we don't have to fly out. And same thing in the Middle East. We don't want to have to do this forever, where we have to be the ones that go in there and clean up this mess. Same thing down in Venezuela, or all the drugs that are coming up. We don't want this to be an ongoing thing, to say we don't want wars anymore, but at the same time, we're supporting the wars more and more and more. So Rand Paul is right. I think the things that are going to splinter the party may be around our foreign involvement more than anything else. I don't think that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing there. I think it's a whole different reason, more personal and more opportunistic for her. In general, I think Rand Paul is right. And I've always kind of loved Rand Paul. And he does a little call out to Lindsey Graham at the front. Did you like that? Call him out. So here we are today. There could be something happening for Thanksgiving. You know, here in the United States, we celebrate. But at the same time, not everyone around the world does it, meaning they have maybe different times of the year they also give thanks, but it's not the same time that lines up with the United States. So to them, they don't care. They just want the bombs to stop dropping in Ukraine and Russia. So the president will be busy, I'm sure. You know, by the way, I don't think the president needs his own gravy boat. He can snap his fingers and someone pours fresh gravy on the plate, right? Like it, when you have that as a president of the United States, isn't that one of the benefits? I know he has that button that could bring Diet Coke to him whenever he wants. So I'm sure he can have a button installed that brings gravy if he so wishes. If you are planning on drinking this holiday, I know that, you know, you may be young, coming home from college, whatever. You might see this as a big bar night, but keep in mind, there's other people on the road too, and you could hurt some really innocent people by drinking and driving. So we're going to talk to an expert in drunk driving accountability, what she thinks should be done, and as we see an increase of it over the next couple of days, what you could do about it as well. Morgan Ryan joins us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Have another half hour together. And then we start prepping for Thanksgiving, start wearing the stretch band pants. I do now whenever I buy clothes. It's always stretchy materials for the pants. It's so much more comfortable. And I could say I've been preparing for Thanksgiving for a year. So let's put it that way. But part of Thanksgiving is what you find. You have college kids that are coming back home, or you have people that are, you know, working a hard job and they just need to let loose. So that Wednesday night, knowing they don't have to go out on Thursday, they go out and they may celebrate and they may drink and then they may get behind the wheel and then they may ruin their life or someone else's. So it's a moment where we have to remember responsibility needs to be taken very seriously, especially this time of year. And joining us now is an expert in drunk driving accountability, Morgan Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where there's so many people on the road traveling. It's not just flights. And I know different airports are just being overloaded right now, people traveling for the holiday. And the uncertainty, if they even would, a couple of weeks ago, we didn't know what was going to happen. But what you find is those that are around, they look for the nearest bar or they meet up with friends and they drink and then they don't make the best decisions. So let's talk about what happens on a blackout Wednesday or things like that. It's a real serious time where we have to set a reminder that we need to keep responsibility in the forefront.
Yes, sir. Blackout Wednesday. Bars actually report 60 to 70% increase in alcohol sales And we do see, unfortunately, Blackout Wednesday as the largest fatality day of the year. We basically see a spike of 2 to 3 times. That's an aggregate of basically the National Highway Traffic Safety Association and the Department of Transportation. But one thing that, I always call attention to is it's not just college students who are coming home to, like, reunite with old friends. What we see is what we call a low responsibility window. What I mean by that is workplaces let out early and most people are off work the next day. We also see just, outside of like cultural normalization of, hey, I'm home, it's the holidays, I'm not working, let's celebrate. We do have ordinary, right, people who are not going to the bar who are dealing with family stress and holiday tension, people that will just cope with emotional triggers by over drinking. And then there's the home environment drinking where you may have a tradition where you're making a special cocktail or you're celebrating and you've forgotten an ingredient. And then we see people that rush out to the store late at night on Wednesday, and then they either will get a DUI or worse, end up in a fatality.
It is scary. I mean, if you have a family and you're thinking there's going to be people out there making bad decisions, especially when there's a lot of people traveling. And, you know, what I find one of the frustrations with all of this is the punishment that drunk drivers will get. And, you know, being in the news and looking at news stories, it always breaks my heart when you see a story. Okay, so-and-so was driving drunk. They got into a crash. Someone died in that crash. And they're sentenced to 10 years in prison. And I'm thinking, you just ruined a family. You took a life away. And with good behavior, you're probably out in 5. It doesn't seem right. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drunk driving accountability is really where I specialize. I'm someone who, my personal story, my ex-partner was a severe coping alcoholic. And I wasn't even the one with a problem when I would approach family and friends and start talking about, hey, these are the things I'm dealing with. I need help. The stigma and judgment that I received was tenfold. And so I realized there was a really big problem just culturally and societally. So I'm actually someone who, you know, I work at a company called Smart Start. We are part of that behavioral change. We are the nation's largest number one ignition interlock device company, which is, it's the car breathalyzer that you have installed in your vehicle post DUI. All states are different. Some states require you to have one after the first DUI. Some states required it after the fourth DUI. So my intention is to go out and have really difficult conversations. I've had many conversations with parents who have lost a child to a drunk driver. And I position societal rehabilitation in terms of this. I think we need to break the stigma. We don't affect change by judging people or stigmatizing them. I think the best way to make an impact and really save lives is to meet people where they are and have those really difficult conversations. So I'm someone who, I don't really like the term offender. I think people are people, but I'm very strong on the accountability side. I believe in things like ignition interlock devices. We also have wearables. Those are like, you know, we make some in market today that look like an Apple Watch. We have ankle monitors and things like that as well. But the accountability side of it is really where this comes into play. And it's rehabilitating one day at a time, one ignition start at a time. And that, to me, is how we can really affect change, especially on nights like Black Wednesday, in addition to baseline knowledge. I often tell people to have something called a key keeper. If that's a mug in your kitchen that everybody puts their keys in, you put that on the fridge and you don't touch it, or it's a physical person that's been identified as a designated driver that keeps everyone's keys. And then obviously we have major parts of the country that don't have rideshare. They don't have access to Lyft or Uber or those types of, safe driving outlets. So it's planning ahead and trying to avoid driving at all costs to prevent, again, to your point, fatalities.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I might be on the opposite end here. So this is interesting.
Sure.
When I look at society and I think about how we have made it so comfortable for us to get access to you know, drinking and, let's say, you know, smoking marijuana. People are doing that, getting behind the wheel. And the stigma used to be these are like, you know, vices that are bad for you. But anymore, if you point out there's downsides to the alcohol, there's downsides to the marijuana, there's downsides to the smoking, all these things, then it's almost like the stigma is you shouldn't be shaming these people for doing these things when they could be putting a lot of people in danger and, of course, themselves in danger at the same time if they get behind the wheel. So I almost look at it in the opposite way. I think, man, I don't feel bad putting a stigma on this stuff because you shouldn't be doing these things.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Stigma to me and shame is where we go wrong. There are people that have a problem, you know, such as, you know, my ex-husband, someone who may have a physical dependency or a mental dependency. And I think in order to carve out, root and stem what those problems are, we need to, as a society, understand higher coping mechanisms. For example, I talk a lot about mommy wine culture. I am a mother myself, and I am very anti-mommy wine culture. I think what started as a joke where moms would have, post-COVID, a coffee mug that said, oh, there might be wine in this mug, became sort of this culturally acceptable, I deserve this mentality because I'm a mom and mommy might be drinking wine. And so I think that's how we make a bigger impact, is by slowing down, stopping the conversation and understanding, for example, why is this particular group of women drinking? It's because they're overworked, they're overstimulated, they have the pressures of, you know, maybe school or, you know, all of those other things post-COVID, they're still stressed. How do we address mental health for them in terms of healthy coping mechanisms, because they're going out and getting a DUI at 2 p.m. on a Sunday because they've finally gotten an opportunity to stop and have a mimosa with their friends. They're overworked and things like that. Those approaches to drinking and accountability is where I'm passionate about changing the conversation. I believe that you can have a heart for fatalities at the same time. Like, two things can be true at once. But I don't think that we actually make an impact and affect change essentially by shaming anyone. But yes, I agree with you. I work for the nation's largest ignition interlock company. I believe in the behavioral protocol of what an IID does. I don't see it as in terms of punishment. I see it in terms of creating constant behavioral change, making that individual stop and think before they, right, start their vehicle, you know, could be 17 times a day, or, you know, there's rolling tests as you start the car. The device may go off and prompt you to take another test in 4 minutes and 6 minutes and 7 minutes. You have your destination test, things like that. When you actually drive from A to B, are really going to make an impact on you, even for just a day. And some of these requirements, they can be up to 18 months. They can be up to 10 years or life, depending on, obviously, the stipulations of a DUI, if it's aggravated or not. What I will say is I think we need stronger laws. We push very heavily at Smart Start for more accountability. We believe that there are many states that have very lax rules. I was recently in Montana, for example, and I think most everybody I met had a DUI, and none of them had ever had an ignition interlock device installed on their vehicle. And so we have a chief government affairs officer who strives every day to initiate stronger laws for more IIDs, which would then obviously hopefully prevent subsequent offenses and in turn save lives.
All right. If people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
Yep. So I host an international podcast called Stigma Free IID. We talk about all things from cannabis use, like you mentioned, to police officers and judges, to stronger protocols. We also talk about texting and driving and things of that nature. But you can also visit us at smartstartinc.com.
All right. Morgan Ryan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ryan. Bye-bye.
And we have one more segment coming up on WORD. Don't go anywhere. It really was fun spending this pre-Thanksgiving with you. And there's a lot of things I'm thankful for in my life. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for having the opportunity to be here with you. I get welcomed into your home on WORD. You get to listen to me because the people at the radio station say, hey, we would like you to fill in for Tara when she needs some time off. I'm honored by that. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for, you know, I do Coast to Coast AM. You may hear me doing the show. I fill in for George Norrie one weekend a month. I'm doing this weekend, by the way. I'm on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. So you may listen to me if you're up late. It's another opportunity to spend time with you. I'm thankful that I have that opportunity. There's so many things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the gravy boat. I'm glad that I have the opportunity to bring a gravy boat to a dinner. And who's to say that I need to only bring it to a Thanksgiving meal? Honestly, I should request gravy any meal. If we go to a friend's house, we're going to have some friends over. I'll say, hey, could you put some gravy on for me? I'll bring my own boat. Thanks. And then I just travel with it. I mean, does it hurt? Let's say, oh, we're just doing pizza. That's okay. I'll put some gravy on it. Oh, maybe not. But I just want to say I'm thankful for you, and I hope that you have this a time where you could also look around you and the things that are there. And you may be around family today. You may have the day off of work, or you may be at work right now. And you may be looking at it and saying, I'm not thankful for any of these people. I get it. But there's things in your life that I know you're thankful for. I just hope that you take a moment to recognize it, whatever it may be. So if you tomorrow are looking for a meal, I didn't realize this, but there's a lot of restaurant chains that stay open on Thanksgiving. And I go down the list and I'm thinking, this is pretty much all of them. Restaurants that are going to be open on Thanksgiving, it surprises me because there's been a time where, like, let's say you go to a family for Thanksgiving and then you have to drive home and it's a long drive and it's like, oh, I'm going to be in the car for 4 hours. And somewhere in that 4 hours, I'm going to want to pull over and get some gas. And I guess it would be nice if I had a little snack. So maybe I'll do that. And you're like, okay, wow, McDonald's is open. When did that happen? Oh, look, Taco Bell's open. Now I feel bad for all the people that have to work Thanksgiving, but I'm one of those people. I'm going to be working tomorrow, too. There's a lot of us that have to. So I'm thankful for those people that are going to be there, even though they're probably not thankful they're there either. I played these clips earlier, and I know we only got a couple of minutes here. But Donald Trump, he pardoned some turkeys yesterday. And, you know, I think that the tradition of pardoning a turkey is very nice. I don't care what other people are saying about it all, where there's some places criticizing, oh, he's making light of it, or this is supposed to be an honor tradition and he's disgracing it, whatever. I think it's pretty amazing, honestly, that we have a president that will add a little bit of extra, you know, flair into the things that he's doing and pretty much everything that he does. He tells it exactly like it is. And I would say that there's not a moment where he, as a person, thinks, you know, I'm just going to hold back here. No, he goes and he performs wherever he goes, and he knows that once in a while he needs to put on a little personality to keep people there, especially when it's a speech that is pre-written. And understand that pardoning a turkey is not a serious speech. It's not like he's announcing peace between Russia and Ukraine. It's not like he's going to throw in a joke there, but there's some pretty great moments. And if you get a chance, I would say it's worth your time to watch that turkey pardoning ceremony. You'll laugh. Even if you don't like the president, you'll laugh at it. Happy Thanksgiving to you. If you want to reach me at some point, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, I hope I get to see you again Friday morning when I fill in for Tara on WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.